This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Senator Jesse James has been selected as the next chief of police for the village of Lake Halley. State Senator James previously announced his intent to retire at the end of his current term, ending his campaign for the newly redrawn 31st State Senate District. He currently represents the 23rd State Senate District and cited personal reasons behind his decision to retire so he can spend more time with his family. Eau Claire County Board Member Michelle Magadan Skinner announced her candidacy for the seat soon after, challenging incumbent Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith. According to a press release from the village of Lake Halley, State Senator James was chosen to serve as the next chief of police through a comprehensive and collaborative selection process. Village officials say he will bring extensive law enforcement leadership experience to the role, having previously served as chief of the Altoona Police Department. He will take over the role following the completion of the standard pre-employment requirements, which include a background investigation, a medical evaluation, and a psychological assessment. The Halley Firefighter Association is inviting Chippewa Valley residents to a pancake breakfast this weekend to help them raise the money needed for more protective equipment. Organization officials say there are 40 firefighters at Chippewa Fire District Station 1, and their budget can't always cover the cost of protective equipment like thermal imagers that they need. They also say new gear for just one firefighter can cost upwards of $5,000. The Pancake Breakfast fundraiser will take place at Chippewa Fire District Station 1 on Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon. Dunn County is inviting area residents to recycle their electronics for free at a collection event next week. The e-recycling collection event will be offered in partnership with Dynamic Life Cycle Innovations on May 7th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and will take place at the Dunn County Fairgrounds inside the Small Animal Building. Residents will be able to safely and responsibly dispose of their electronics like televisions and computers, kitchen appliances like microwaves and grills, and other items like batteries and Christmas lights that can't be put in the normal trash or recycling. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The race for control of the Wisconsin Assembly just got a little harder for Republicans. Representative Dean Coffert says he's stepping aside, leaving behind a swing seat that could be one of the most competitive in November. Coffert spent decades serving in the Neenah-Menasha area. A tax break meant to bring data centers to Wisconsin could cost the state more than $2 billion in lost revenue, according to a Wisconsin Watch report. Analysts say about $1.5 billion would be lost during the construction, with another $369 million each year once the centers are up and running. Supporters argue the projects bring jobs and long-term economic benefits, while critics say lawmakers should revisit the deal and ask for more in return. Some are calling for a special session to look at issues like environmental protections. A federal lawsuit says Dane County deputies used excessive force during a protest at Ridgeland Farms. That's where about 1,000 people gathered to push for the rescue of beagles. Two protesters claim officers crossed the line during the April 18th demonstration, and the lawsuit also accuses the facility of animal abuse. The sheriff's office says arrests were made for trespassing and other crimes. Ridgeland Farms calls the protest a coordinated violent assault. Cleaner highways across Wisconsin are the result of record numbers of volunteers joining the Adopt the Highway program. The DOT says nearly 18,000 people are now helping pick up trash along state roads, with more than 170 tons collected last year. With crews already out working, officials are reminding drivers to slow down, stay alert, and move over when possible. They say that extra caution can help keep volunteers safe. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks at American Family Field. The D-backs coming off a 12-7 win over San Diego on Sunday. The Brewers expected to start right-hander Chad Patrick. NFL, the Packers surprised everyone when they traded up to draft a kicker, Trey Smack, out of Florida, as he kicked in cold weather like Green Bay.
You know, I talked to, you know, the Packers, and I grew up in Maryland, so it's not new to me, or, you know, it's always done it. You know, that's kind of how I started out kicking, is kicking in cold weather.
College basketball for Nolan Winter on his decision to return to Wisconsin for his senior year.
I love it here. I've been happy here every year. The teammates I've met, the people I've met, and you know what, the portal, the people that the coaches continue to bring into the locker room, they make it easy for me and all the returners to get to know them and get along, and it's been a blast.
That's the Badgers' Nolan Winter with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today and not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 36 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.